KJAN Sports.
Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Starting off with high school sports for you from last night in high school softball. We had a couple of games for you here on the radio, and it was Atlantic picking up two wins on the road over St. Albert. They won it 12-0 in the first game in four innings of play, and they were 14-0 winners in six innings of play in game number two. In that first game, it was Allie Anderson allowing no runs, one hit, and had two strikeouts to get the win in the circle for Atlantic, and she also got the scoring started. It was three straight walks to start the game, and Anderson then doubled, scoring Bailey Newell and Mackenzie Waters, and also Reagan Pellett had a fielder's choice that scored Alexis Handel. There's the first three runners that got on, got across the plate to start it off 3-0. In that contest, Atlantic then would add on later in the game, five runs in the third and four runs in the fourth to get that deciding 12-0 victory after four. In the second game, it was Olivia Engler getting the start in the circle, and she allowed just one hit and in the contest and no runs. Allie Anderson came on after 3 2/3 innings and had a strikeout and allowed no hits and no runs there the rest of the way as Atlantic picks up that 14-0 win. They got one run to start it off in the first and then tacked on four in the second. Olivia Engler and Carson Rush walked to start the inning. Mackenzie Waters reached on a fielder's choice, and then Rasmussen scored the courtesy runner for Engler when Alexis Handel was hit by a pitch, and then Rush and Waters scored on a single by Allie Anderson, so another couple runs in driven in by there Anderson there, and then Handel scored on a single by Catherine Leonard in a play that ended up being a rundown there as Leonard got caught in a pickle after that score. And then also in later in the contest, Atlantic was able to add six runs there in the top of the sixth to put the game away. As they got started with a walk by Anderson, Rasmussen stole second and third and scored on a single by Catherine Leonard. Then Reagan Pellett walked, Alyssa Derby singled, and it was Caroline Pellett scoring then on a single by Olivia Engler. And Carson Rush walked, Reagan Pellett scored on a single by Mackenzie Waters, and then also then Derby and Bodo scored on a single by Alexis Handel. As a couple of those, of course, were courtesy runners coming in. But Atlantic piling them on and getting nice wins. They're bounced back well from a tough weekend tournament in Fort Dodge. And after the games, Atlantic head coach Terry Hensman said that he thought his team did a lot of things well to improve from their deficiencies they had at that tournament.
Yeah, you know, we really did. And the biggest thing for us was we wanted to work on some stuff that we didn't do so well against the better teams over the weekend and ended up costing us games. And I thought we were able to accomplish those. Biggest things were hitting spots with pitches. Both pitchers were on. I thought Allie and Olivia both did a great job of getting the inside-outside part of the plate. Allie with all of her off-speed pitches and Olivia with the changeup. I thought defensively we played well. They did put the ball in play and challenged us a little bit with some slappers and some bunting small ball stuff. And we did a very good job defensively, especially Bailey Newell, our left side, Bailey Newell and Alexis Handel. They were airtight this game, and then also our catcher and both catcher and pitcher taking balls and throwing it first. So we were pleased with that. Some things we didn't do so well over the weekend, and then the discipline that we had hitting. I know she throws a little slower than what we saw throughout the course of all week, and then the latter part of last week. And I thought we kept our hands very well, stayed back, and drove the ball, and consequently put runs across the plate.
So Atlantic picking up those two Hawkeye 10 wins over St. Albert. Other softball scores yesterday, it was ADM 14-7 over Carroll, Boyer Valley 10-0 over West Harrison, Coon Rapids Baird was a 10-0 winner over Cam, Creston 12-0 over Clarinda, Denison Schleswig 9-2 over Harlan, it was Earlham 6-2 over Van Meter, East Mills beat Essex 4-3, Exira EHK 6-5 over Glidden Ralston, IKM Manning beat Griswold 8-3, Lennox 4-3 over Wayne in eight innings of play, it was Lewis Central 10-0 over Camper Catholic, Logan Magnolia 9-2 over Missouri Valley. Ridgeview beat OABCIG 9-1. It was Sergeant Bluff Luton taking two from Thomas Jefferson 10-5 and 8-0. Stanton 11-1 over Fremont Mills. Trainer 9-1 over Tri-Center. Underwood 7-3 over AHSDW. West Monona beat Maple Valley Anthonoto 9-2. Westwood 11-0 over Lawton Bronson. Winterset 4-0 over Perry. And Woodbine 22-3 over Arweva. In baseball play last night, Atlantic also was on the road at St. Albert, and it was the Falcons beating the Trojans 6-0. St. Albert picks up the win there. Other scores, it was ADM 11-0 over Carroll, Arweva 15-1 over Woodbine, Audubon 13-2 over Riverside, It was Clarinda 6-2 over Creston. Coon Rapids Bayard 11-1 over Cam in five innings. Des Moines Christian beat Panorama 15-0. Sam Stroh had a perfect game for Des Moines Christian in four innings of play. Xyra EHK was a 21-0 winner over Glidden-Ralston in four innings. East Mills beat Essex 12-2 in six. It was Fremont Mills 14-13 over Stanton. Glenwood beat Red Oak twice, 19-6 and 5-0. Harlan 12-0 over Denison Schleswig in six innings. Kemper Catholic beat Lewis Central 5-0. Maple Valley Anthon Odo 9-7 over West Monona. Martinsdale St. Mary's was a 19-0 winner over Lomoni in four innings. Ridgeview beat OABCIG 5-4. Trainer 14-6 over Tri-Center. Underwood 7-0 over AHSTW. It was West Harrison 9-3 over Boyer Valley. That's a look at baseball there from last night. Also, another note from high school softball. The latest regional pairings were released yesterday for classes 1A, 2A, and 3A. And in class 3A Region 8, that's where Atlantic will be. They will have a home contest on July 5th to start off their postseason run, trying to get back to the state tournament for the second straight year. And they'll play at 7 o'clock at home on the 5th against Clarinda. The winner of that game will move on to take on the winner of Red Oak and Shenandoah, that game being played in Red Oak on the 5th. The other side of the bracket has West Marshall facing Creston and Sadel taking on North Polk. The second round game is set to be hosted in Atlantic on that side of the bracket, and then the highest remaining seed would host at the regional final as well, and there's potential that, of course, Atlantic would be that team and be able to host all the way through. Also in Class 2A Region 7, Panorama ended up in a pigtail game on the 3rd of July against a Woodward Granger. Maple Valley, Anthon Odo, and ACGC will also play in a pigtail contest. Logan Magnolia awaits the winner of that game on the 5th. And IKM Manning also in that bracket takes on Missouri Valley there in the first round. In Class 2A Region 8, in a couple of pigtail games, Nottoway Valley faces West Central Valley, and AHSTW takes on Southwest Valley. The winner of that AHSTW-Southwest Valley game will face Trainer on the 5th, and then Tri-Center and Underwood also have a quarterfinal round matchup. In Class 1A, teams included in Region 1, West Harrison will play Woodbine, Boyer Valley takes on Councilbus St. Albert, and Fremont Mills faces East Mills, all on the 3rd. And then in the quarterfinal round, Sydney awaits the winner of FM and East Mills. In Region 3, in Class 1A, Coon Rapids Bayard will play in pigtail game against Fort Dodge St. Edmund. Also in pigtail games, Glidden-Ralston will face Audubon, and Xyra EHK plays host to Cam. And in Region 8, Essex will host Bedford. Mount Air plays host to Diagonal. Lennox will be hosting Stanton. East Union is home to take on Griswold, and Riverside will be playing in Macedonia against Orient Baxburg there in first-round play. Also, the latest high school baseball rankings were released yesterday by the Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association. And not much change going on there for the top teams. Still included in the top 10 this week is Xyra EHK in Class 1A. They're ranked 6th. Cam ranked number 9. Newman Catholic is top ranked there. In Class 2A, New Hampton sits in the top spot. Trainer comes in at number 4. Van Meter's at 9. In Class 3A, Harlan still top ranked. Sergeant Bluff Luton at number 4. And in Class 1A, Johnston is the top rated squad. In Major League Baseball, Whit Merrifield drove in the go-ahead run in the seventh inning. Eric Hosmer hit a two-run homer, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Boston Red Sox 4-2 last night for their eighth win in nine games. And in Pacific Coast League Baseball, it was Omaha beating Iowa 5-1. Those teams play again here this afternoon at Principal Park. And the College World Series, Bryce Femmel limited LSU to two hits in eight innings. K.J. Harrison hit the first College World Series grand slam at TD Ameritrade Park. And Oregon State beat LSU 13-1 for his 23rd straight win on Monday night. The top-seeded Beavers, who matched the school record win streak they set earlier this season, took control of Bracket 1. They don't play again until Friday and need one more win to advance to next week's best-of-three finals. The Tigers will now face elimination when they play Florida State coming up on Wednesday. And Florida State stayed alive yesterday by converting three walks, two infield singles, and a double into three runs to take the lead in the seventh inning, and the Seminoles knocked Cal State Fullerton out of the CWS with a 6-4 win on Monday. That's the look at the latest in sports here for you this morning on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.